Brandon Huey from San Angelo, Texas, became a soldier at 17 and he's now 20.
I enlisted because I had no money to get to college, obviously, and I needed a way to, I guess, start my future. But I mean, also I did have this grand vision of being a good guy and fighting for good causes and fighting to defend freedom in my country. So when the Iraq War came around, that image in my mind was shattered. I saw that we were the aggressors. We attacked people who were no threat to us. We went over there and bombed their country to the ground. And that's when I saw that what I believed when I signed up in the army and what we were actually doing weren't the same thing.
Learning that his unit was to be deployed in Iraq, Brandon deserted in March 2005 and, arriving in Canada, filed a claim for refugee status as a conscientious objector. Brandon Huey is not alone. Perhaps over 100 deserters have crossed the border since the war started. Jeremy Hinsman served a tour in Afghanistan and had his application denied by the Canadian Refugee Board earlier this year. But Toronto attorney Jeffrey House, himself a Vietnam War deserter, is appealing to a federal court. He is handling over 20 deserters' cases and says that this initial setback is only a first step.
Amnesty International has said that Jeremy Hinsman would be a prisoner of conscience if he were to be returned to the United States and detained there.
Moreover, the issue is extremely political.
Canada refused to participate in the invasion of Iraq. The Liberal government said that it didn't feel that we should be a part of the war. And the Justice Minister, whose name is Erwin Kotler, who is a professor of international law, wrote an opinion piece at the time saying that the war in Iraq violates international law.
In the final analysis, says Jeffrey House, the future of American deserters in Canada appears promising.
The war in Iraq is extremely unpopular here. The latest figures I've seen suggest that 16% of Canadians think President Bush is a good president for the United States. Certainly there is a very solid network of people here who would support anyone who feels it necessary to leave the United States military because their views of conscientious objection are not being recognized by the military. People generally believe that Canada won't be sending people back to the United States to face jail because they don't want to participate in this war. You may know that 55,000 Americans were given citizenship here, or at least permanent residence here, at the time of the Vietnam War. That was a very popular decision, and I think a similar decision is quite likely for the Iraq War.
Joshua Key from Guthrie, Oklahoma, is not waiting. He served 8 months in Iraq before he deserted in December 2003. After hiding for months in Philadelphia, he emigrated to Canada with his wife and four children and went on a national tour speaking in front of large crowds and making daily appearances on radio and television stations. He now sees Canada as his new country.
You know, I'll fight to stay here. Just take it one day at a time. I mean, right now we're moving to an island. Hopefully we'll just settle up there and everything will be fine.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Toronto, Canada, this is Fred Gwynn.